out and about in Western agriculture. The citrus industry is facing more and more restrictions from the Department of Pesticide Regulations, and industry leaders are speaking out. Last week at the 2015 California Citrus Mutual Showcase, President Joel Nelson said the citrus industry is frustrated with increasing DPR regulations.
DPR is obligated to make sure that the chemicals we use don't create air issues. We have reduced the amount of materials that we've used in the last 10 years and can clearly document that our industry does not affect clean air. In fact, we even had a University of California study done that clearly showed we're a net benefit. We absorb like 10,000 tons of ozone and negative properties in the air. Yet they're continuing to lower the benchmark as to the amount of materials we can use, when we can use it, because they're thinking of the air first, not the production of food and fiber. There's a balance there. And as long as we're going down, why do they need to force the bar even lower? And they're forcing it below what the Clean Air Act says. They're trying to care more, do more, and it's adversely affecting the ability of farmers to produce a good crop.
Nelson said the other issue that's frustrating is the timetable on newly developed tools that growers could use in the fields today.
We've got to have new materials to fight off the Asian citrus psyllid. There's some in their queue, as we call it, written in the registration process. If we rely upon one material too much, then that material becomes less effective. So we want these new materials faster.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.